What is going on, and welcome to the Power of Progression podcast. I'm your host, John Marone. Thank you very much for joining us on today's episode. And please do not forget to like, subscribe, follow the podcast, write a review, and then share it out to anybody who can take the value from today's episode and put it into their life. But now it is time to help you design the life you've always wanted to live, creating the ultimate version of yourself, and jump into the episode. So let's get it popping. Welcome back to the Power of Progression podcast. On today's show, I have a special guest who is the OG, the trailblazer himself of podcasting, Mr. John Lee Dumas. Now look, you guys, if you haven't heard of him, you're about to find out. But let me tell you a little bit about who he was before. He went from the military to a successful corporate job to one day being stuck in traffic. He had nothing to listen to but his own thoughts because guess what? He ran out of podcasts. And that's when he decided to go all in on himself. Now John is the host of Entrepreneur on Fire, an award-winning podcast where he interviews inspiring entrepreneurs every Monday and drops value bombs every Thursday. With over 2,000 episodes, 1.3 million listeners every month, a seven-figure income every single year, and he's just getting started. Ladies and gentlemen, JLD is in the house. What's going on, my man?
John, you know, I knew I liked you as soon as I saw the H in your name, but after that introduction, that energy, that fire, now I'm positive.
Yes, I love it. I get it all the time, man. Is it an H? Is it not an H? So I always tell everybody, if you live in Canada, there's no H. I'm in the United States, so we're good. So, you know, a lot of people know your story. I want to dive right into this today. And first off, I appreciate you being on, and you're in lovely Puerto Rico. So I'm sure it's gorgeous over there right now, and I'll be visiting you soon. Just give you a heads up.
Smart move.
So we talk about the day it shifted, right? I think a lot of people right now, man, they're scared to go all in and bet on themselves. They can look at you now and they see the glory. And I always want to talk about the story, the ugly, the thought process you got to go through. So when you're sitting in a car, you're in traffic, you got your tie on, by now it's probably halfway off, and you're sitting there and your podcast just ends and you decide to bet on yourself. For those that are listening and watching, how do you suggest them to bet on themselves? Like, is there a process they go through? Is it just a shift? Give me some insight.
Listen, if you're going to bet on yourself, you need to give yourself the best possibility to win. So many people bet on themselves by finding other people who are successful and just copying what they're doing. Now, listen, we're all standing up on the shoulders of giants. We've all learned from those who have come before us, and we need to. I've learned from people who have come before us, but you need to bet on yourself. You need to find your strengths. You need to identify your passions, your curiosities, what you love in this world. And then you need to identify your skills, your expertise, things that you're good at. You need to identify those things and then marry them together. And that, in that marriedness, in that zone of fire right there, that's where you bet on yourself. That's where you go all in. Not on what John, you know, is crushing it on, not on what JLD is crushing it on, not on what Tim Ferriss and Gary Vaynerchuk are crushing it on, what you can crush it on. And that's where that combination of love and passion and curiosity and skills and expertise and value, that's where you're going to win. So bet on yourself there. Give yourself the best opportunity to win, period, by identifying that and going all in.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So what did you have to sacrifice? And anybody listening to this, what do you think are the few things they're going to have to sacrifice? Because it's not all, you know, glitters and rainbows, right? When you make the bet on yourself, there's a lot of things you got to sacrifice. I talk about it on the show a lot, but what did you have to sacrifice? And you think others are probably going to have to go through as well?
You know, you might have to sacrifice some of your friends, some of your family, some of your loved ones. And I'm not saying sacrifice them as in never talk to them again. But if you want to win at the level you want to win at, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So you need to identify the five people that you're spending the most time with. You need to really study them. And you need to say, is this average of these five people that I'm hanging out with? Is this where I want to be? And if the answer is no, you've got to start looking for a new five. You need to get rid of numbers 5, 4, 3, in some cases, even 2 and 1, and just completely reshuffle the deck. Guess what? They can become number 17, 20, 29, and 30. You don't have to ignore them forever, but your top five people who you spend the most time with has to be people who you're inspired by, who you can inspire, who they're going to increase your average. And as a result, you then can increase their average because you're pushing each other to get better and to do better things. So that's a sacrifice a lot of you guys are gonna have to make. You're gonna have to turn your back on your friends that are just losers and complaining and moaning about this and that, and say, you know what? I'll see you in a couple of weeks, but like I got things to do for the next 2 weeks, and it doesn't involve sitting around playing Xbox, complaining and moaning and just groaning. I got stuff to do. And that's some sacrifices you got to make. And if you're not willing to make it, then keep hanging out with those people. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. I either say you're either complaining or you're committing. One of the two, like complain or commit.
I like that.
So I really feel like we're rituals, right? We're proud of our environment, but we're also proud of our rituals. You're a crazy man. I mean, we got like a short amount of time, and I know you like this all the time. I was talking to Brandon about it. So I think the most important 4 hours of our day are the two when we wake up and then two before we go to sleep. Can you sum up what your first two and last two look like?
My first 2 hours are amazing, I will say. And that's a huge reason why I went at a high level. So I wake up every morning at civil twilights. And civil twilight, for those people that don't know, is when the sun is still 6 degrees below the horizon. So it's light out, but the sun has not risen yet. And the reason why I like doing that is because guess what? I'm a little weird and crazy and nuts. And I like to know that I've gotten a jump start on the sun. I don't know why. I live in the Caribbean, so I can watch the sun rise out of the ocean, and I like doing it. And when I wake up and the sun's already risen out of the ocean, I'm pissed. I'm like, that sun jumped me today, and I don't like that. So I wake up, civil twilight, 5:30, 5:40, whenever it is. It shifts, obviously, throughout the year a little bit. But I'm up at that time. I'm downstairs. I'm doing my rebounding on my little trampoline, watching the sun rise out of the Caribbean. Boom, hits me in the face. That jumpstarts my circadian rhythm right there. And then I go and I crush a workout. I sweat it out for 30 minutes in my infrared sauna. And then I read a business book for 30 minutes. I'm meditating for 20 minutes. I'm journaling for 20 minutes. I mean, this is all in the first 2 hours of my day. Then and only then do I move up, shower, shave, sit in this, you know, come into my office here to begin my workday. So those first 2 hours, it's all about self-care. It's all about JLD. It's all about me doing what my body needs to be in the best shape so that I can bring energy throughout the rest of the day. I mean, think about it. You and I are talking right now. It's 6:08 p.m. I've been up for over 12 hours and I'm still flipping crushing it. Now, do I crush it every single day for 12, 14, 16 hours? No. Some days I crush it for 6 hours. Some days for 10. Some days for 3. Today happens to be a day where I'm going to crush it for about 14 hours. It's just reality. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. That's just how it is. But I'm able to do that for 12, 14 hours when I want to because of those first 2 hours. And then my last 2 hours of the day, very relaxing. I wear my blue blockers. I got them actually right here. In fact, I should probably start wearing them now because it's about that time of the evening when I need to stop having the blue light hit my eyes. These are called Swan Wicks. You can get them on Amazon for like 60 or 70 bucks. I know it's expensive, but don't be a cheap ass and invest in yourself. Yes. And so this is blocking blue light. So when I'm watching TV at night, when I'm on my phone at night, I'm not getting blue cortisol stimulating my brain. I'm in that winding down mode. So by the time I go to bed at 9:15, which I know is early and I'm lame and I'm old, but I'm in bed at 9:15, I'm falling asleep soon afterwards because I'm tired. And I have been doing the right things in the evening so that I am ready to fall asleep. And then guess what? I get 8-9 hours of sleep and I still am able to wake up before the sun gets up because I go to bed early and do that. So those are my 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours at night.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome, man. Those glasses look good on you, by the way.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you know, what I want to do is a quick game with you real quick. I always love playing this game, and I know you have your rapid fire, so it's kind of similar to it. Sure. So I'm gonna say a word, and you tell me top of your head what you think. It could be one word, it could be a sentence, but what you think top of your head. You ready?
Are we allowed to swear on this show?
Fuck yeah.
Good to know. Bring it on.
All right, ready? Fear.
Loch Ness Monster.
Yes. Failure.
A puddle.
Ooh, that's fucking deep. Success.
Oh, I hate to say it. I don't hate to say it, but I will say it because it's the first thing that came to my mind. But Tony Robbins. I mean, I love Tony Robbins and I like it, but I don't know why it came to my mind, but that was it.
Yeah, that's incredible what just happens. Last one, hustle.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
I love it. You put like legit things, and I think it's just the way your mind works. You put physical things or people to the words.
Yeah.
That says something about who you are and what you do. And guys, you obviously have seen all of these things that he's done on podcasts. And if you don't know who he is, then get your ass out of the damn rock. Find out who he is. Go look at all of his amazing things. You want to start a podcast? Talk to this guy right here. Listen to his show. He's got a whole entire series on it. I mean, it's inspired me to get better every single day. But tell everybody really quick about, they don't probably know a lot about the Freedom Journal or maybe the big idea. Like, I think those things are need to be told more often because you're more than just a podcast host, right? Like so much more. So tell them a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, I did launch a podcast back in 2012 called Entrepreneurs on Fire. I have more than 2,000 episodes, more than 70 million downloads today. So if anybody wants to check out Entrepreneurs on Fire, I would love that. As you mentioned, we have a lot of great products and services as well. Like we have three journals now, the Freedom Journal, which is about accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days, the Mastery Journal, which is about mastering productivity, discipline, and focus. And we have the Podcast Journal, which is about creating and launching your podcast in 50 days. But the thing that I'm probably most excited about right now is a free training, completely free, that I've recently released to the world called Your Big Idea. Because I've identified, John, entrepreneurs fail because they don't have one big idea that they can go all in on. So I created a free training where you can identify your big idea in less than an hour. So visit yourbigidea.io and believe me, you are worth the time to identify your big idea and it's free. So go do it, yourbigidea.io, and then you're off to the races.
Yes, they always say people die every day with 1,000 ideas, right? So you don't want to be that guy or that girl. Last thing we do on this whole show is based on progression, right? Actionable things to be better today than they were yesterday, not just motivation, inspiration, but truly things that people could implement immediately. So your top three things for the listeners, for the watchers, that they could take immediate action on when the podcast is over.
You need to be reading at least 30 minutes of a business book every single day. Again, that was one of the things in my morning routine that I do, but it's unbelievably critical that I'm doing that with a notepad next to me. I write down things in my notepad. And by the way, it's not always applicable to the book. Sometimes the book inspires me to write something else that really impacts my business and my life. So you want to be reading for 30 minutes per day. I'll go a little more conceptual for number two. You need to stop comparing yourself to other people. That is ruining your life because you're seeing their Instagram post or their story or whatever it might be, and you think that that's their life. Number one, that's just one perfect second in their day that otherwise probably sucks because they probably had a shitty, shitty day from beginning to end, and they had that one moment in time that actually looks good. So you're comparing yourself to completely the wrong thing. But you need to realize this one phrase is so true, compare and despair. If you ever compare yourself to anybody else, you're going to despair, period. So you should and can only compare yourself to one person, you yesterday. And if you're winning that comparison, you are winning at life. And the last thing I'm going to tell you, man, is you have to prioritize sleep. Your body needs it. Your brain needs it. You have to sleep. For some people, that's 9 hours. For some people, that's 6 hours. Whatever it is for you, find out what your body needs and give it that because you are not going to produce the quality of content that you can produce if you're not sleeping what your body needs on a daily basis.
Man, bombs have been dropped. Let's get it popping. Man, I'll tell you what, the sleep thing, you need to tell my daughter that. She's 15 months and I know what you mean though by running at your highest peak, right? Versus not. I mean, yeah, buddy.
I feel for you.
So do I. So this is the place where you just tell everybody, tell them a little bit about where they can find some stuff. Platform is yours, brother. Tell them where they can go stalk you, creep on you, and digest all of your content.
I'm going to keep it simple. EOfire.com. That's where all the magic happens.
Boom. Awesome. Any last words of wisdom, my brother?
I just want to circle back to compare and despair. We really need to stop doing that. Compare yourself to you yesterday. If you're winning that comparison, you're winning at life.
Yes. And that's the whole concept of this podcast, man. Be better today than you were yesterday. Like you said, you got one person to beat. It's you yesterday. Guys, go follow him. Go listen to his podcast. Subscribe. Download to it. Make sure you digest his content. Take advantage of his free course. Don't be an idiot. Take advantage of it because it will help you, your future, your family's future, and you'll be thanking him later. Also, please like, subscribe to this podcast. And don't forget to write a review. Not about me, but my brother, John. say something that he had helped you with, an aha, a breakthrough. And then last but not least, share it out. Share this out. There's a piece of content in here that you think people could use to be better today than yesterday and design the life they always wanted to live. Don't be selfish. Share this bad boy out. Make sure you go follow me at Real John Marone. But other than that, John, I appreciate you jumping on, man. You are absolutely, like I said, an OG, a trailblazer, but more importantly, an amazing guy, authentic. And I appreciate you and for what you do for the podcast community and everything else in between.
I'll see you down in Puerto Rico, brother.
Yes, absolutely. Have a good one, guys, and keep creating the ultimate version of you.